Wild Sailor. Venture into the waves of the wild sea again, this time to the fabled home of the Chelicrae. The Wild Sea Sourdown is on Kickstarter now and is the new expansion for the Emmy award-winning Wild Sea, one of my all-time favorite RPGs, set in a post-fall ocean of verdancy, where you can play anything from moth people to the spirit of an iron ship to, of course, a very big and beautiful tree. Sourdown explores the home of the hive mind insect colony beings, the Chelicrae. This expansion features over 50 pages of content, including factions and hazards in the new Reach of Sourdown, new thematic background and ship options, and an adventure for those who wish to brave the pale groves. Death plays different on rustling waves, and through silk and honey, through spores and sacrifice, the lost Reach of Sourdown might be dragged into summer once more. Don't wait. Back the Wild Sea Sourdown now on Kickstarter.
Hero Forge offers fully customizable tabletop miniatures with dozens of fantasy species and thousands of parts to choose from, all within your browser. They can make your perfect mini in a variety of materials, including bronze, color standees, and color plastic options. They can even put your custom miniature inside a 20-sided die, so your character lives in every attack roll and every saving throw. And if you like to 3D print your own minis, Hero Forge offers downloadable model files so you can 3D print your unique designs at home. And Hero Forge is constantly expanding its catalog of customization options. New parts are added every single week, and major features like new species and custom posing are updated on a regular basis. So visit heroforge.com to start designing your custom miniature today.
Hey y'all, Destiny here with an exciting announcement. Season 2 of Absolutely No Adventures will be premiering on October 14th. That's less than 2 months to wait until Sig is back, aggressively avoiding his main character status. In the meantime, I've got a show recommendation for you if you're looking for more adventure-adjacent goodness. Dragon's Rest is a fantasy sitcom about the adventure behind the adventure. You know how all adventuring parties meet in a tavern? Well, this is that tavern. Follow the workers and regulars of the Dragon's Rest as they have their own fantasy adventures on the sidelines while other people are saving the kingdom. It's like Cheers meets D&D. The first season is out on all your favorite podcatchers, and bonus content is coming soon. Their Instagram is at Dragon's Rest Show, and their website is dragonsrestshow.com. Links are in the show notes below, and the first episode, Freelance Heroism, is up next. I hope you enjoy, and we'll see you on October 14th.
This is Drunk Jester Media.
Hail, traveler. This humble inn bids you welcome. Our rooms are cheap, our ale cheaper, and the stories are on the house. What say you to tales of high magics, great deeds, and impossible heroes? Really? I've never gotten this far, honestly. Most take their drink and leave, without a tip, mind you. Unfortunately, I don't have many such legends to share, though I do know where they start. You see, all great adventures must begin with the heroes meeting in a tavern. The drink softening their hard edges, the beds offering respite for the journey at hand. I know of one such tap house. It is the one you and I stand in now. A place known to all as the Dragon's Rest. In the city of Farwater, heroic hopefuls seek out their maiden quests in seedy bars. But this is not their story. This is the story of those who make their home within such a tavern. The servers, minstrels, drunks, and more, whose lives center around the Dragon's Rest. This week's tale, Freelance Heroism. Once upon a time, the Dragon's Rest was still owned and operated by a retired hero, an orc, Shax.
Yeah, and then the evil wizard was dead and you got the girl. I've heard it before. Just take the beer. Everyone else loves that story.
Shax may have lacked the hospitality expected of a barkeep. However, she did possess the grit which one needs when serving alcohol to emotionally stunted maniacs with god complexes. Or the unemployed bards responsible for those complexes.
Nolan, your mead.
Ooh, cheers.
It's on the house if you promise not to play your lute today.
Oh, come on, Shax, let her play. How is she supposed to get any better with you holding her back?
This new player in our story was known as Gilroy. Shax had found it hard to maintain many regulars, as her clientele made their living risking life and limb. Conveniently, all Gilroy had interest in risking was his liver.
She's welcome to improve in her own home, but if I have to hear it here, I am leaping off the king's spire. No offense, Nolan.
None taken, Shax.
Just give the girl one song.
No.
Boo, let her play. Come on. Let her play. Let her
no.
play. Let her
no.
play. Come on, let her play.
Shut it! How do you do that?
Natural charm?
One song. And I'm cutting you off, Gilroy.
Inhumane.
Go on, Nolan. Make it a good one.
Come on, somebody dance. It's lively.
My mom has more life in her, and she's been dying of plague for the last week.
Oh, Baldrick, I'm so sorry. Are you doing okay?
It's actually been really hard.
This one goes out to my man, Baldrick.
Hey, you all asked for this. Pipe up again, and you're dancing along at spear tip.
Ooh, you are testier than normal today.
So why are you testing me?
If I didn't, then no one would. What is it?
I love the Dragon's Rest. I do. I don't know what I'd do if I didn't have it. But I mean the stories. Everyone comes in here with a new embellished self-legend to assault my ears with daily.
That's why you never asked for mine.
You actually have to leave the bar to have adventures, Gilroy.
You don't know everything, all right? I've got stories.
If I don't find some way of dealing with this by the harvest ceremonies, then I'm selling the joint.
Well, hold on. So you're gonna give up one of the best alehouses in all of Farwater unless someone can get this crowd to stop being their own troubadours? I would not wager pocket lint on those odds, but I'm no betting man.
I thought you lost your left shoe in a card game last week.
And I'll lose my right one up your ass, Nolan.
Now, all stories need a hero. Heroes should be strong, dashing, and preferably from the dominant race of whatever nation you're in. Due to Farwater's mostly human demographics, our protagonist fits one-third of that bill. A young man named Billy Barlow.
Harvest ceremonies will be held on the 28th of Linnae. Do not miss the Black Knight at the King's Tournament. Enjoy apple bombing from the boiling acid lakes beneath the castle. Tickets are 40 a crown or your firstborn. Harvest ceremonies will be held on the 28th of Linnae.
Excuse me.
There he is.
Sorry to bother you. I really was enjoying the professional shouting you were doing.
Have you been crying?
Oh, yes. I've never been to a city so big. I've never been to a city at all. I'm just taken by the grandeur of it. I'm looking for a good inn.
Hello, works for me. Maybe ask them about their day?
No, sorry, a tavern.
There are plenty of hostels and bars. Just walk about.
Everyone I've walked into hasn't been quite the right fit.
You don't look like a particularly wealthy...
I'm sorry, I don't mean luxury. I'm looking for a place where adventures can be found.
Right, well, there's a pub not too far up the way like that. You should know it's no easy sipping lounge.
Then it's just the place.
Hang right on Bear Street, then bear left on Hangford.
Thank you!
He won't last till dawn. harvest ceremonies will be held on the 28th of May.
Oh, your favorite is walking over.
Who? Oh, God.
Hello, Shax.
Ale, Magnus?
How's about company instead?
Innkeeper is an old profession, but I think you've mistaken me for the oldest.
Have you heard of the great beastie I felled in the sewers this morning?
Your mom finally croaked.
My mother is one of the finest beauties the dwarven folk have ever produced.
And I'm sure that's a very normal thing dwarves say about their mothers. Now, do you want a drink or a room?
I'll take a run for my mates.
It was at this moment that Billy Barlow stepped through the doorway of the Dragon's Rest, fingers thumbing through a raggedy leather-bound tome.
Right, so, what does Reginald do at this point? He entered the bar and approached the mysterious figure with the beard and inquired about a quest.
Well, simple enough. Hello there, kind stranger.
I've got no coin for you, man.
No,
sorry. For him? You've got no coin for yourself, Gilroy. Do you want me to read your tab off?
Mercy, please.
I'm sorry, but...
Oh, right. Here's 2 crown, and I can get you some stale bread.
Shax, don't give him the stale bread. He's hungry.
You just turned him away full stop.
I'm not a beggar!
Why are we giving you stale bread, then?
I don't know.
Well, what can I get you?
Oh, well, my name is Billy. Billy Barlow. And I'm on a quest. Or, rather, a quest for a quest... I'm seeking...
There's a gig board in the back if you need work.
Thank you!
You know, I'll actually take some of that stale bread.
6,537.
What's that?
6,537 crown. That's how far in the red you are.
Oh, Shax. Gods, why would you tell a man something like that?
Maybe in the hopes that he'd want to balance the ledger?
Okay. All right, let's not get crazy.
These are fantastic. I've chosen this one.
We usually leave them up so others can see them.
Oh, I'm so sorry. I didn't realize.
Kid, this is a werewolf hunt. Are you sure you're up for that?
More than anything!
You have a weapon?
I do!
That's quite the sword.
My mother forged it. She ran low on iron, so she mixed a little clay in to fill it out.
What does she make chamber pots out of? You have to wonder.
I'm just not sure it's really... werewolf fighting material.
Of course. I need a silver blade.
Sure, it's that. Is this your first time doing the whole lone adventure thing?
It is, but I practice so much.
What kind of practice?
My mother and I would spar for an hour every morning.
She made 2 swords like this?
No, she used a cooking ladle.
Oh. Well, that is werewolf prepping if I've ever heard of it.
You might want to start with something simpler. There's one from an old man. He needs help getting down his steps in the morning.
Oh, very heroic, really?
I mean, different kind of hero?
Maybe. It's just a ploy. This old man is secretly a wizened monk, and by helping him with even this small task, you'll show him how humble you are. You could be his latest pupil.
You think so?
Or, hold on, he could be a necromancer, seeking subjects to test out his dark magic on. You could be the one to stop him.
That would be incredible!
Or, he's a dragon in disguise, and you could nab his hoard!
My gods! I could!
Or... it's just an old dude with bad legs. It's probably the legs thing.
This isn't what I thought adventuring would be like at all.
Look, man, if you're disappointed now, wait till you find out how shit our feudal economy is for freelancers. Ugh.
It's not as glamorous as some say, Billy. Ask anyone here.
Actually, our feudal economy is shit for people with steady jobs, too.
It could become glamorous with a lot of hard work, but the work comes first, and it's not always fun.
Ugh, and if you're unemployed, it's awful. You know, this feudal economy actually isn't that great.
Gilroy.
Sorry. Sorry, just becoming aware of our society's failings.
So, what are you saying?
That you might want to go talk to an old man about some stairs.
It wasn't long before Billy found himself at the old man's home, staring into his novel once again.
I wonder if Reginald ever dealt with anything like this. Let's see. Well, there's this. Reginald was ready to help when those who needed it called, no matter the need. Oh, yes. I forgot about that one.
Who is it?
My name is Billy Barlow of Havenbrook. I've come to assist you in this, your hour of need.
I can't hear you. I'll be down in a minute.
As Billy awaited his elderly employer.
So then, I fired 3 arrows in rapid succession, and as with all archers of my ilk, I hit every one.
Mm-hmm.
The Jabberwocky dropped like lead, and the entire village cheered for me. My father will be positively beaming.
Yep.
I'm looking forward to imbibing these fine refreshments. Ignia, Nisarin, Sundai, Array. I bring the sucker of fermented grapes.
So, corks in the ears.
I don't think a foot of lead could have blocked that out.
Even if it did, you'd never be able to smile and nod at all the right places.
You study magic. Is there a spell that can make adventurers more tolerable?
Mages have sought after such an enchantment for generations, Shax, to no avail. Plus, I can't cast anymore, remember?
Right.
Shax! I think I made that song a little better. Listen! Why did she do that?
She couldn't find a foot of lead.
This house looked a lot smaller on the outside.
It's only 54 steps.
There must be 4 flights in here.
Nearly 5 if you count the lead up to the attic. Well, you want the crown or not?
Right. Sorry.
Now let's start by just seeing if you can get me to my bedchamber from here.
Do you prefer to put an arm on my shoulder? Should I lift each leg for you?
I know what I'm about, boy. Just make sure I don't fall. Why are you stepping in front of me?
I just,
no,
here,
watch
but,
where
sorry,
you're
excuse me,
going. That's my shooter armor.
Only 46 steps left.
Oh, you've only made it 8 steps. I go faster alone.
But would you be as safe?
Shax,
so it's
listen,
decided.
Listen, there's a new one.
We'll handle this ogre together.
As a party, yes. I don't believe I could take it with my magic alone.
And my bow works best when the creature is kept at range from me.
Then a drink together tonight. A battle tomorrow, and then we'll go our separate ways.
Aww. How much you want to bet they stumble into a found family-style bond?
I truly couldn't care less.
We could use that kind of energy around the bar, you know? A kind of welcoming atmosphere.
Half the patrons are hired killers, the other half just haven't been hired. I wouldn't call it a family joint. Wait, also, you don't work here, Gilroy. Stop giving suggestions for atmosphere.
You know, why don't I?
You'd pour yourself a shot for every drink you served. You wouldn't make it to the first rush.
What about me? I could play music for everyone.
If I decide to close the bar down after all, Nolan, I'll be sure to hire you for it.
Like a going-away concert?
More of a please-go-away concert. Please go away or she'll keep playing concert.
I'm serious, though. I think you need an extra pair of hands.
The only people who can handle serving adventurers are other adventurers. And if they're adventurers, then why would they be slinging booze?
You work here?
I'm retired.
Point stands. You need someone.
See? You did need me. We made it!
I haven't been in this much pain in decades. Fetch me a muscle salve from that cabinet.
Of course. Okay, here it... Oh, this is quite a nice sword to leave in the back of a dusty cupboard.
Never mind that. The salve.
I've only read about weapons like this.
Enough with the blade.
Why?
Given me a world of trouble in my time. I prefer not to think of it.
What sort of trouble?
They say when you're given a hammer, all the world looks like a nail.
But this is a sword.
Not very sharp, eh?
Ouch! It certainly is. Look, I'm sure if you wield it, it would feel like embracing an old friend.
I really don't.
Please?
No.
Pretty please?
That's not helping.
I won't even ask for the crown for today. I'd give anything to see a fighter take up their old mantle, just for a moment.
By all rights, I shouldn't pay you for your services today anyway.
Pretty, pretty, please!
Oh, give it!
It's beautiful.
I used to think so, too.
Give it a good swing!
It's well balanced, I'll give you that. The grip is just right.
Do you have any techniques you recall?
A few.
What's that one called?
This is the old left and right.
But you're just slashing up and down.
Perfect element of surprise. This is the get back, ye surly foe of indeterminate origin.
Sort of a mouthful.
Unfortunately, it was less effective when I knew where they were from.
Does that ruin the attack?
No, but it just kills the mood. Yeah, I'm starting to remember how fun this was.
That's the spirit. Just, be careful of the stairs.
We used to call this move the coward's friend.
Right behind you. Sir.
Even when you were retreating, you still had a good offense ready.
Watch out behind you. Are you okay?
My armor!
You pushed him. Down a flight of stairs.
No! He fell.
The one thing that you were there to prevent.
Gods, I am a sorry excuse for a hero.
At least he let you keep the sword.
Why did he?
Oh, he said it was the final straw for it and I. He never wants to see either of us again.
I can't understand why he'd want to part with it. Not even sure what metal it is, but strong.
Gilroy, put that down.
Hey, you don't have to plug your ears, Shax, if you don't have any. Huh? Come here. I just need two swings.
Billy, that sucks about your job. Adventuring just isn't for everyone. Why don't you just go back home and do whatever it is that people in your village do?
Well, they're all farmers, and I don't have the patience for it. Besides, I spent the last of my crown just getting to Farwater.
I don't know what to tell you.
That's all right. Sorry for troubling you with my tale. I'm going to sit in the corner, figure out what's next.
Why are you looking at me like that, Gilroy?
Come on, he's perfect.
For what?
What if he worked here?
Should we ask his last employer for a recommendation?
You're not a fragile octogenarian. You're Shax. You are a hard-edged, life-learned businesswoman. He can't just drop you down a flight to break you.
What makes him qualified to tend bar?
Oh my god, the menu is like three drinks, Shax.
Four!
The fourth is water.
Shax! Gilroy! I was over there moping, but this brilliant fellow brought my spirits right up.
Hello?
Okay, tell them the tale you told me.
I was just telling the youth how once I fought off a pack of 20 dire hounds.
Mangus here.
Magnus, boy.
Magnus told me all about how enormous they were. Twice as tall as him.
So, normal sized.
Tread lightly.
His broadaxe was all that stood between him and gruesome death. He savagely fought them with pure warrior aggression. Isn't that just amazing?
Isn't it, Shax?
Hold on. You actually listened to a story from Magnus?
Yes!
And you enjoyed it?
More than anything.
Billy, how would you like a job?
As Master Barlow's journey is just beginning, my tale is ending. I thank you for humoring an old man. Another? I must say no traveler has ever... Well then, bring your friends, your family, your best drinking buddy. I've many tales to tell of the Dragon's Rest.
closed for business.
This business needs no rest.
Well, I do, from cryptic drunks like you. Whoa!
I will not be ignored, Shaq Sator.
What do you want?
I am a collector. And your establishment is ripe for collecting. I am happy to offer you a competitive sum for this property.
The bar?
The Dragon's Rest, yes.
Not for sale. If you came one day earlier, we might have had a deal.
Unfortunate. If this reinvigorated passion eludes you in days to come, do not hesitate to call upon me.
How would I?
When the night is black and your greatest armor doffed, then shall we once again meet.
Cool, so do you have an address, or?
Yes, yes. Here's my card.
Thank you, that's much more. Whoa! Could have said goodbye.
This episode of Dragon's Rest was written and directed by Darcy Thompson. It was co-directed by Caroline Portant. Darcy Thompson starred as Billy Barlow, with Caroline Portant as Shax, Anthony Abdo as Gilroy, Olivia Bernabe as Nolan, and Matthew Maiolo as Magnus. It also featured Joseph Knopke as the Old Man, Duncan Richards as the Town Crier, Tara Bruno as the Mysterious Woman, with various other voices provided by Max Savo, Georgia Kate Cohen, and Taylor Harris Butler. Music composed by Tan Onwimon. Post-sound services provided by Peepaw's Basement Films. The live oboe in the theme was performed by Sonia Mateus, with a whistle and Elan pipes performed by Tan Onwimon. Nolan's lute was performed by David Kuroski. Sound design and mix by Michael Spencer. Foley by Daniel Smythe Temple. Podcast art by Jack Homer. If you enjoyed our program, make sure to leave a review. You can find The Dragon's Rest online at dragonsrestshow.com or on Twitter and Instagram at Dragon's Rest Show. Special thanks to SAG-AFTRA and our GoFundMe donors. For more information, check the show notes. This episode was, as always, narrated by me, Richard Thompson. Until your next stay with us, remember, if you have a silver tongue, you can kill a werewolf with kindness.
Welcome to a magical place where dice are rolled and stories are told. Welcome
to the Fantastic Castle!
Hi there, I'm Caldwell. You might know me from NADPOD, but now I am teaming up with my friends Kiana, Raj, and Bree.
Hi, everybody.
Hello, everyone.
For an all-new take on Dungeons & Dragons cooperative storytelling shows, and this one is for the whole family. Fantastic Castle has all the excitement of D&D without the cussing and filthy jokes that make most other D&D shows, guilty as charged, awkward for kids and parents to listen to together. New episodes drop every Friday, so subscribe to us on Patreon at patreon.com/fantasticcastle or check us out wherever you get your podcasts. So come join the adventure, because everyone is welcome in the Fantastic Castle.
Woo-hoo! Oh, yeah.
See you there.
Pocket Bard is the immersive audio app that allows game masters to weave music, ambience, and sound effects seamlessly into their games with just the push of a button. It's intuitive, easy to use, and now Pocket Bard has gone from your pocket to your PC. That's right, Pocket Bard is now available on your phone and your desktop computer, making it even easier to bring in the perfect music right when the climactic battle begins. Now, GMs who run everything from their PC have access to Pocket Bard alongside their other tools. It's the same Bard on a bigger screen. Plus, Pocket Bard is releasing their new cozy lo-fi collection for free to celebrate the new desktop version. These scenes will add even more flair to the quiet, contemplative moments of your game, where your players sit around the campfire and make plans for their next adventure. Download Pocket Bard for your phone or your computer from the App Store or straight from pocketbard.app.
Oh.
the Badlands. Legend has it that beneath the dust, something old and powerful still whispers to any gunslinger foolish enough to listen. One day, aboard a doomed train into the wastes, three unlucky travelers hear that call. A runaway socialite, a shape-shifting bounty hunter, and a retired thief turned family man. Will our outcasts find what they're looking for?
I mean, we're already here. Let's have a little fun.
You really went in there, guns blazing.
I thought that was the plan.
My potions are miraculous.
I thought we were being quiet.
Oh, Stump only has one volume. Sorry.
Wild roses grow out of his mouth, having filled his lungs.
What's happening out there?
Violence.
Find out on Mage Hand High Five.